Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hey there, friends. Welcome to another episode. We are going to talk about what is currently changing for you. I kind of feel like this is an episode that you're going to basically know everything that is changing for you. I don't think that too much of this is going to be much of a surprise, but I do feel that it will ground you and give you a little bit of understanding of like what to do with that change and how to flow with that change and how to make the best of it and enjoy it. It's all good stuff, nothing scary. So I'll just tell you that. But this is really coming from a place where you have changed internally so much, your confidence has started to rise and your power is coming in. So there's a lot of like things that you are no longer energetically available for and like that you are not a match for. And because of that, things are changing outside of you. You might not like necessarily always like the change, but it is definitely coming from a good place. I would also say that other people that you're interacting with are no longer available for things as well. So sometimes like that is coming into your world as well. So it's like people kind of just like not having the space for like the BS anymore, you know, or like just not available for literally like the BS. So there's this like rising in power, which then like changes everything, which changes our exterior. So it's going to be an interesting time. I had predicted this summer being something interesting. So yeah, let's talk about those changes. We have, let's see, five changes. All right, let's get into our first message. Men, boys, the masculine. So this can be a lot of things. This could be partners, like if you're a female married to a male. This can be mothers and their sons. I saw a lot of that. And then this can also just be in general, like my relationship to the masculine. The masculine wants to change and it wants to mature. And you might not see it from them maturing first. You might see it from your point of view where you're more like, I have to change the way I relate to this masculine, to this person. And I think it's a mix of I'm either babying the masculine, I'm expecting that this masculine is like never going to get it together. I'm not expecting a lot from the masculine. I think the masculine is horrible. Like it's the way that I relate or like the way that I see what the masculine is. There's also kind of like this man wanting to move into a next season. So it could be also like, I used to really depend on my father, but now he's aging, so I can't depend on him. Like things like that. It just looks like this masculine wants to mature, whether it's in your eyes or just like they do really. When I got this message, I understood right away. I was like, oh, this is my son. Like this is my 12-year-old who's turning 13. And it's like all these changes and what it's asking of me is to be a new kind of mom. Like I have to figure that out. I don't know what that is yet, to be a mom to this child that wants a lot more independence than like, and it came out of nowhere. It feels like it just like happened overnight. I don't know if you guys watch me on Instagram, but he's like really into these electric little dirt bikes or whatever. And he has made friends that have them and they ride around in like areas and he's on his own and he just got a phone for the first time. Like just so much independence, like so quickly. And Benny is like definitely, you know, having a hard time too because I see him like just like following him around on the bike. But yeah, there's like this new relationship to him because he is growing and I have to like support that. And he's not the type to like fight me, but I want to make sure that I make space for him to grow up into like what it is that he's trying to grow up into. And I think that if I wouldn't take that step first, like he would just, you know, he's the oldest boy, he'll kind of follow the rules, you know, but I don't want him to follow them just because he's like used to following them. So really like trying to see how I interact with the masculine here and kind of like, what is my next level of the feminine? What is my next level of the mother? Like how do I meet this from a different angle in a different way? And that's what this feels like to me. for those of you who do not have, let's say, big parts of your life that are men, this is a message that like you need to bring that in. So sorry for those of you who are like, I'm going to be single forever. No, there is so much growth in the masculine, because it almost feels like, let's say like you haven't dated for 2 years or something, and you're considering maybe opening that up. It really does see that like you're meant to meet it a different way, and to kind of like see how the masculine has evolved over the last few years. Kind of like, first of all, it's like it's an evolving, because like the masculine has evolved, but also like you have evolved, and like what you're available for has evolved and all that. And there's a lot of growth here. It almost makes me feel like if you don't interact, you'll be stagnant. So this is these changes that are coming forward are so much about like movement and flow and up levels that are there's movement like trying to happen. So these changes are more about like riding that wave so that things can move to the next level, basically. So check that out. Like, think about the masculine, pay attention to it. If it is a relationship thing, like kids or partner, if you're in Clarity app, you'll really love the healing called Transform Your Relationship Healing. That will help you interact with this thing that has been in your life for a long time, your son, your partner, whatever it may be, your father, and to heal it so you can see it from a different angle. Not that there's anything like broken with it, but it's ready for the next level. All right, message number two, home. There's a lot going on in the home. So there's a few things. It looks like there's schedule changing. So maybe like some kids are moving to a new school at the house, or like somebody's moving out and somebody's moving in. It looks like the rooms are changing. So I don't know if you're like moving one kid from one room to like the office, or, you know, taking your two kids from one bedroom and splitting them into two separate rooms. But there's a lot of change in the home. There also makes me feel like there is like a stronger boundary, or like something serious starts to happen with like how you run the house. It makes me feel like everybody starts to like really look at each other in the eyes and kind of say like what's working and what's not working. So it might be like there weren't a lot of schedules, or there weren't a lot of rules, and it was kind of chaotic, and now we like need some better rules. Or like maybe a partner like looks at you in the eyes and is like, this is not working, like this house or like this setup or like the way things are done is not working for me. I'm not talking about like divorce or split ups, but more just like the way the house like maneuvers, like looks like it may not be working for somebody in the house. Maybe everybody in the house is moving one way, but there's like this one child who's older and like is realizing that like this setup is not working. So there's some sort of boundary that comes, and some of those boundaries like might move us into a whole new house. Like it might be almost just like, I remember when it was so obvious that Miami was not working for Benny, you know, and Miami was also like not really working for Oliver, our oldest son. And it was just like a very obvious thing where like once I saw it, I could just like not go back. And that may be kind of what you see. Like it might even be within yourself, you know, like that this is not working for me, and like something has to change in this home setup. So don't be afraid of it. It is your home, and like where you live really wants to support you. And some of you have maybe outgrown the way home is done. For some of you, it's going to be physical, like actually like where you live. But a lot of you is like, it's how the home is actually working that is ready for the next season, for the next stage. Message number three probably comes to no surprise, is that your career is changing. For some of you, I can see that you've already made the shift, that you've like changed your job, that you took a new position, that you've like changed the way you're doing money or making money, or like your career itself. And what's interesting is that it's not, you know, the obvious thing that like your career is changing because of AI or your industry is changing or whatever. Like, it's actually not coming from there. The change is coming from like what you are not willing to tolerate anymore. So it's just like there was a lot of tolerating, like kind of just like, oh, you know, my position makes me deal with people this way, or I have to handle this, or like this is the amount of money I get, or like this is how my industry works. And now all of a sudden there's like, this does not work for me anymore. And therefore, either some of you are going to look for new jobs. Some of you might even lose jobs because like you just can't do it anymore. Like you can't do like the hustle or even like what's going to be asked of you next. And like, you're just like not going to care anymore. So there's some of that. For those of you who are entrepreneurs or like working on your own in your own business, I feel like some of you are tired of being poor when it comes to your business and entrepreneurship. And that is not something to be afraid of. And that is not something to hide from or like to not admit. Like, let that lead you somewhere, like, because it might lead you to some sort of pivot or some sort of way of making money that is not very personal, like that maybe is not like life changing, but it is really going to be nice to have money. So like, don't be afraid to make the pivot. Don't be afraid to make the shift. That's for everybody, but especially for some of my entrepreneurs. There's like a direction that if you could just like look to the right, it's like there's light. And it just seems like sometimes you keep going at it one way and it just keeps coming at you the same way. So like there's a pivot and a shift that you're kind of afraid of it. Some of it like maybe in the business and some of it might be like completely out of the business, but don't be afraid of like what you're really feeling. So if you're feeling like I'm so tired of being poor or I'm so tired of selling, like sit with that feeling and don't automatically like gaslight yourself and be like, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. Or like, we just got to sell harder. We just got to whatever, like sit with it and see what the truth of that feeling is and like where it wants to guide you. Okay. Message number four, your money, which I know we just talked about career and some of that, but money is changing in a funny way. Money is looking for flow. So I don't know what that means to you, but it's looking to move, it's looking to flow, and it's looking to come from the path of least resistance. Because when I look at your money, it almost makes me feel like the way that it's coming in is very difficult. It's very hard. So it could be a few things. For example, it could be like, I do this career and I have to put so much effort into this career. And actually I have a friend who's also a nurse and like she works from home doing some telemedicine and she makes more money than I do, right? Like it's kind of like knowing that it doesn't have to be this hard. So some of it, it's like, it's just coming through a very hard way. And again, you don't have like the energy for this anymore. Like you don't really tolerate this anymore. So now your money actually wants to come from the path of least resistance. For my entrepreneurs, it makes me feel like the way in which money has to come to you, there's a bunch of hoops. So it could be like the way you're selling it. If you're selling, let's say like a program or something, it could be like all the steps in order to get to the program. Like maybe it's the way you're launching it or like all the different like hoops, all the different pieces of content and all these things that you have to do in order to bring in the money. Like it almost looks like you don't have to go by those rules. Like that's not really the way it has to come. And to like, what is the easiest way to bring in money? I feel like some of it too is like changing in prices. So like maybe there is something that you're selling that's expensive and that if you can just like give less in that offer and charge like half of it, the money will flow much more. So like money truly wants to flow. Like look at where it's trying to flow and also look at like how you're creating dams. Like in, and some of it is like from you, like almost like I keep doing this thing and I hate it. Like for some, it feels like money does not have to come in through like something that you hate. And it's like, you're going to start to let that go and money is going to like show you these other places that it can flow. And it doesn't have to be very personal, if that makes sense. All right. And lastly, message number five, your voice is going to change. It feels like it is going to become, the sound of it may change, but it also feels like you're going to become a little bit more straightforward, maybe some less words. There's a little bit more honesty about like what you want, what works for you, what doesn't. There's a little bit of a tinge of like bitterness to the way you're going to express, but this is a good thing. It's a maturity and like kind of a wisdom that's trying to come through. It's definitely like less performative is how it feels to me. And it's less like people pleasing and over giving. So you're going to notice your voice changing. Don't be afraid of it. So like if you see yourself like responding to an email kind of a little bit more blunt than you used to, embrace it. Like don't be afraid of that. That's going to, all these changes may feel weird in the moment because they almost like, they might not make sense as to like why or where they're, what they're going to bring, but all these changes bring what is next. And that's why like we're in the middle of the change and we want to move and work with these changes so that like something new can come basically. And I'm not going to predict what's new to come yet. It's like not the time for that, but obviously like we keep getting the same thing because we keep showing up the same way and having the, you know, and interacting with these things the same way. So this like change that's happening here is going to bring something new. So like the voice sounds like kind of silly, like what, who cares? Like who cares if my voice is changing? But it does make a difference because it's going to kind of teach people how to interact with you differently. Like it almost looks like it kind of makes you mysterious and more magnetic in a weird way. And it kind of, it almost like backfires because it attracts more people to you when you were just trying to like talk less and like cut people off and kind of just like be short in a weird way. Like it's very attractive and like very sexy, like how you end up doing this. So it's very straight to the point. It's a little bit more blunt than what you're used to. And the sound itself. I remember changing my sound when I moved from Miami to LA. I had such a Miami accent. People say that I still have it, but I feel like, you know, I've changed it ever since. It's been years. And I remember just like knowing that that Miami sound was cheesy. I don't know. And it was just going to limit the opportunities I was going to get in my case. I don't think that's true for everybody because I love like a person like with a strong accent, you know, that really shows like their uniqueness. But in my case, it was, I could tell like that the next evolution was to kind of soften up that accent that I had. So when I went to Miami, when I went to LA, I was like, okay, we got to just like, and it was fun. I felt like it was like, I don't know, like putting on a new outfit. It was like really fun for me to do and to learn that when you change your tone, you actually like change the experiences that come your way. So that was really interesting for me. And it shouldn't be something you're afraid of. I mean, don't force it, but if you notice it happening and you're like, you know what? I don't want to speak like this Valley girl anymore. Or I don't want to say it that way. Like play with your tone because it's going to birth something new. All right, friends, those are our messages. We have a great meditation in Clarity app. It's called the Up Level Activation in case like this episode really spoke to you and you feel like you could use a little help like embodying it and bringing it in. Definitely check out the Clarity, or if you're already in Clarity app, enjoy it. If not, check it out. You can do a free trial and see what we got there. All right, friends, I will see you in the next episode. Sending you much love always. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.